Welcome back.
Yeah, speaking of bending over.
To the Fishing, Not Catching
Podcast.
Yeah. I'm hurting today, Brad.
He's like limping in. He's got a
ace bandage on.
Got a bandage on his ankle. And yeah. I'm like, dang, dude.
I'm learning some hard lessons.
Yeah. You're getting old quick.
I feel it. But see, we can talk about this. Let's talk about some fitness and training.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you everything that I think I'm learning.
Sounds good.
It may not be accurate. I'm not a doctor or anything.
No, but, that's all right.
You know,
I'm sure we got a doctor on here that will comment
somebody,
us and let us know.
Yeah, let me know if I'm in the correct train of thinking. So I think I've pinpointed it. I have not been physically fit for a long time.
You weren't like super out of shape though. You weren't like overweight. You weren't
right, but like I was not. I didn't have muscle.
Yeah.
You know, my body was, I had not lifted weights or done any resistance training in over a decade.
Since the old P90X, if y'all remember when that was hot and heavy.
Right. So here's what happens. I got back into it, and I probably didn't go too hard, but like, cause it's not like I lifted too heavy a weight or anything. Cause like, I'm very cautious about that. Like I know I'm not strong. So I'm not trying to impress anybody. Like
right.
I do not go heavy on weights. So like, that is never going to be an issue for me. I'm like, literally I work in with the women, you know, sometimes, and I'm not ashamed of it. You know what I mean? Like I'm just,
hey, at least you're in there.
I'm a little guy and I don't, you know, expect to be able to lift 400 pounds over my head, like anytime ever. So I'm not worried about it. So,
but it's good. At least you don't have little man syndrome.
I really don't. I've never struggled with that. But like, what I did do, I think, is I probably did too frequent. You know, like too soon, too intense, too frequent, too soon.
You're just like, all right, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna freaking do it.
That's my problem.
And then you just went hard.
And so your muscles and your tendons and your body, after like not being, you know, worked for years, and then you like overload them. You start having some...
Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. So, it's stuff that I just got to work through and overcome.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, like, a lot of people will be like, well, then just don't work out. But it's a catch here because I injured myself before I started working out for the same reasons.
And that's kind of why you started
working
out. Correct.
Yeah. But, like, you know, it's kind of...
You were just, like, picking up a box or something.
Well, I don't even know what I did. It's just I had a shoulder issue. So, but like strengthening your muscles is important so that, you know, your body can handle that. But there is some pain. There's some, you know, especially if you don't, because I could have done it in a way probably that I didn't have these issues if I was just a little more smart about it.
Right.
But you kind of have to learn lessons the hard way sometimes, Brad.
Yeah. Hey, at least you're in there. You're working.
That's right.
Getting stuff done.
Getting better. But yeah, I think.
Not letting it hold you back too much.
So I've got so right now, currently, I've got two things going on. Tendinopathy. So it's proximal hamstring tendinopathy, which I've been to a few different doctors, and I haven't been diagnosed that from a doctor, but like
you're self-diagnosed.
Yes, but like all the research that I've done, and that's kind of what you have to do
in
this day and age, because I've had very limited success with doctors.
Yeah, man, like, they're just trying to get your money.
Yeah, with actually pinpointing it, you kind of have to just figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
Which fortunately, you know, the internet, if you know how to navigate the internet, like obviously people are like, don't Google your symptoms and stuff. But like if you stay
off of WebMD or whatever.
Yeah, because like, yeah.
You but got like, cancer, you're dying.
I feel like if you have somewhat intelligent, you know, brain. I feel like you can kind of navigate it and understand it, and you know best. So, and there's so much information out there. But anyway, everything that comes along with proximal hamstring tendinopathy, I have all of it. Like it's check. Like everything about it. It's just like that's got
to
be it.
And so, is that something that like you do something to cause it, or
yeah,
like
it's
you've like had it and
no,
it's
so,
like flaring up.
it's overload. I overloaded it, my hamstrings.
Yeah.
Which there's three different hamstrings and like all this stuff. But like, I just, it's not that I did too much weight. I don't believe it's just that I went too intense too quickly, and my body was just not capable of keeping up with that pace. And it's an onset. It's not like a I'm in there one day and like, oh, you know, I hurt myself. Like, it's just a,
just like slowly,
it's a gradual onset. Yeah. And then it's just a, an ongoing
interesting
thing.
So and, was it like kind of like a pulled hamstring or
no?
Cause I mean, that would be something that would happen quick, but
right. Yeah. See that. And that's different.
Is it just like slowly tearing something or what, like what actually is it?
So it has something to do with, you have the, your three hamstrings and they connect to what's called your sit bone. There's a more technical term for it, but it, it's your sit bone. It's, it's where your hand, it's, and it's right on your butt. Yeah. Like, and what's happened is the inflammation or whatever that's in there, you, now those tendons, like at certain movements or at certain stretches or whatever, it's like pinching almost. Mm. Those tendons or whatnot, it, it's something to do with that that causes the pain and discomfort.
Yeah,
but there's ways that you can manage it. You just kind of have to. It takes a long time, like rehabilitation on it takes 3 to 6 months, and even after that, it's like not for certain that you're never gonna have flare ups or deal with it. So it could be like kind of a chronic thing.
Are you gonna go see a physical therapist?
Well, I've done. I may at some point, but like all they do basically is give you know. Do rehab movements and stuff, right. Which I've researched all of them. And the great thing is, like, I can incorporate a lot of those movements, and we already do in CrossFit. And I also, because the one of the biggest things about this particular injury is, like, you're not supposed to stop moving. Like, it doesn't help. Like, rest and icing and, like, just not using it is not the...
Like, makes it worse.
Yeah, like, it's not going to give you any benefit. You have to strengthen these muscles and get them capable of handling the load that you do on a day-to-day basis.
Gotcha.
So, like, that that's the goal with the rehabilitation. And fortunately, CrossFit actually already has some of that stuff built in, but on days, but I need to be doing it every day. So, like, on days that I don't do those movements, I need to do them at home for myself. So, I'm going to try it myself. I could, if I need to be more disciplined with it, I'll go to a physical therapist, but I basically know what I need to do. I just
you just got to do it.
I just have to.
I think you'll do it.
Yeah, I've been.
Once you put your mind to something, you
and chiropractic helps. So, like, now I've got a regular scheduled chiropractic appointment each week so that I can do that. So I'm attacking it from
all angles,
all that I can.
That's good. And I used to go to a chiropractor a lot. It does feel really good.
It does. Yeah. He cracks the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
It's very weird at first. It,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Like when he cracks, so because of this issue, like he always cracks like, you know, mm-hmm. like that. And
did
like,
you have to wink when you did that?
you like that?
Winked at me as he like, showed me his butt.
I think maybe I winked at the chiropractor. I don't know, but when he cracked me like that, I was like, "Oh gosh!" And then I was like, "Oh yeah, that felt good." Yeah. You know, just kind of.
I gotta go back and see one again.
Takes you by surprise.
It's been a while,
but I've got another issue, Brad. As you noticed, you know,
yeah, the well, foot,
yeah.
The
so ankle. I've got an ace bandage. I'm compressing that, so, and then here's another thing, like. And it could have been my shoes. I don't really know.
I think it was the shoes.
I've looked at a few things, and I did this. We were on vacation in Disney, and I couldn't work. We had a gym, and we only were able to go to the actual gym like one day, but I did some other workouts. And one day I just ran, and I've never. And that we were down there for a 5K. Like, that's why Courtney and Vicky,
mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law, were there. They were doing a Disney 5K. And I was like, you know, I've never run a 5K. And so the day that they got back for my workout, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go run. So I mapped out what I think it's 3.2.
I have no
idea. And that what a 5K
is. What up, Steve-O?
What's going on? What you got there? Is that Jersey Mike's?
Oh, yeah, I love some Jersey
Mike's. Heck yeah. and so I was like, I'm going to try. I think it's 3.2, right?
I have no idea.
For a 5K?
I'll find out.
I think it's 3.2.
Sounds about right.
So anyway, I mapped that out where we were on property, and I ran it.
3.1.
Oh, 3.1.
And you ran 3.2, and that's why you hurt yourself.
If I only went 3.1, it would have been fine.
0.1 too much.
But I'd never done that ever. Like, I've ran, obviously, but, like, probably the most in one sitting that I've ever run is probably a mile and a half, 2 miles maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so I just ran the whole time. I didn't stop. Like, I didn't stop to take a break. I didn't walk. Like, and I ended up doing something inside of my foot. I think it just pushed a little too hard, too quickly on running. Because, again, you know, this is just all training stuff. Emily's taking a picture of us.
Yeah.
You want to be on the podcast? I'll pop in. You want to pop in?
Oh, my dad says check your text.
Check my text?
Not right now.
I don't even know where my phone is. I must have left it somewhere over there. Say hello, Emily.
Hello.
Here you go. You gotta
hello.
You won't be able to hear
I'll
yourself.
Just, yeah. Yeah, I'll just fill in.
There you go.
Yeah, Emily's been doing a lot of the, I guess, back-end website work, yes. Organizing products.
You answer a lot of the questions, don't you? Do you deal with the, like, people that send messages?
I do.
So yeah, so if you reach out to us on our website, you'll probably end up talking to Emily or Nikki. Yes. Will be the two you talk
to. So do they think that they're talking to us?
No.
I did look. So, like, we can see the messages through the login thing. Yeah, and so it does say that it is, it says who's replying. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we replied, I mean, I guess we could get on there and start replying to people.
You can.
Because I almost did that one day, I don't want to mess up, like, their order.
Yeah, do we have that capability?
Don't send people, because they're going to message trying to get to you.
Don't send what?
Don't send people to that way.
Oh, don't tell people to go ask.
Send a lot of messages.
Because I've seen where somebody asks a question, and you asked me about the sand spikes this morning. I saw that come through yesterday. I was like, I want to just go answer, but I don't know if they have a workflow of staying organized. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to interfere with anything. Yeah. So yes. I just won't.
Trying to be professional.
Yes, yeah. Trying to be.
But maybe we'll hop on if y'all want to send some messages.
I think that's what you were saying. Don't do, right?
I know.
We can have a set day.
We can get in there.
All of the customer service.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That'd be funny.
Well, only 1,000 people watch this, so you won't be overloaded.
Well, now the way YouTube works, it'll be 500.
that's true. Yes, not very many people. We're not getting promoted right now.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm gonna go get some food. So.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Emily. Bye.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So I just pushed myself too hard.
Yeah.
And probably ran further.
Did you stretch good before you ran?
A little, but the main thing I did, I just warmed up by, I walked at a long ways before I started running. And so I was warm. My muscles were, I felt like that was a decent warm up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stretches that I did, I've learned, I used to do a lot of stretching because I thought that's what I needed to do to rehab my leg. But that's actually not good for it, and it makes sense because it actually hurts me to stretch.
Yeah,
and
you're making it worse.
Yeah, and so I was trying to, I was doing it anyway because I was like, this is just what I need to do. But I've learned since to not do that. So I don't do a ton of stretching in my legs just for that reason.
Yeah.
I just kind of get warmed up.
Gotcha. I know when I first started running a little bit, which I don't run a lot, but my feet would get so sore. But I guess it wasn't just almost in the ball of my foot, it would just get tight. Yeah. I cramp a little bit, but that's not what you have.
No, it's something on the outside of my foot. And I've looked up some stuff. It doesn't seem major. I mean, it doesn't hurt all the time. And it's only when I'm walking and stuff. And like I said, it got better a few days. But I ran again today. I probably shouldn't have, but I did. Because here's the problem. Running and exercise is I don't need to, stop. I don't need to push myself, but I still need to run.
You got to do something.
With my hamstring injury. But I'm actually not supposed to run with my foot injury.
What do I do? I got, and they're on, it's two different legs. Yeah. So his butt on one leg and then his foot on the other leg. You need to come do the Peloton, but only with one leg.
So yeah, it's frustrating.
You do need to get you some better shoes though. Shoes are very important.
I have cheap running shoes. Yeah. I have good weightlifting shoes. I have the right, they're for weightlifting.
Yeah.
But running shoes, I don't have good ones.
Yeah.
So I probably
get you some.
Yeah. I don't run a ton, but I do enjoy it. I from a therapeutic standpoint, I enjoy running because I don't listen to music or anything. Yeah, I just think and run, and it's just I enjoy that aspect of it. I don't enjoy it from a I'm not gonna pick running as my exercise, but if I'm feeling stressed or feeling some anxiety, getting out and running, just kind
of does help,
gets it out. So I enjoy that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, just had to talk about my ailments.
Yeah.
I'm 35 and...
going on 50.
Yeah, I know. It sucks, man.
That's all right. It's going to catch up to me soon. I mean, I have a little bit of aches and pains here and there, but...
Nothing major.
Nothing major yet.
This is the first... my hamstring deal, this is the first legit, ongoing injury... that I've really ever had.
Yeah.
I've never even broken any bones.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But
I've only broken a few, but.
Really?
Well, I think I've only broken one actually.
Yeah.
And that was my fault.
What'd you do?
We don't have to get into that story.
Oh, that sounds good.
I mean, I punched something and broke my finger.
How'd you get mad?
Yeah.
How old were you? Recent?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember if I could drive or not.
Oh,
so. I was 15, 16.
Oh, so you were young.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's excusable.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Women.
girls. Little girls.
Yeah, it wasn't women then, yeah.
Yeah, unless you're into that, I don't know.
Not that day and age.
Yeah, if you're 15, that does not count as women. It's funny.
No.
Was it courting? Were y'all hanging out at that time?
No, it wasn't courting.
What was her name? You remember?
Yeah, Emma.
Yeah. Dang, Emma.
Courtney's probably listening like, oh, screw that girl.
Did she know her?
Yeah. They don't get along.
Oh, well, I wouldn't think so. You know, I'm sure there's some drama there, some beef.
Yeah.
That's funny. Was this a girl before, like right before Courtney?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Good time.
Takes me back.
Yeah. Like 16 years ago.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's when I feel old. It was like 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was 15.
Yeah. Oh, the wind.
The wind's blowing our door open.
Yeah, we're not fishing today because the wind is blowing like 40 mile
sustained
gust.
Like 30s yeah. gust up to 50.
Dude, when I was running today, there was a gust, and I was literally like, oh my goodness.
About to blow over.
Like, this is some resistance, man.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was some pretty intense wind.
Yeah, I called my dad. Today's my dad's birthday. I called him earlier, and they live in Nashville, and he said they were having like tornado warnings and 100 mile an hour wind and all this kind of stuff up there too. I was like, we don't even have a storm. Like, yeah, it's nice outside. It's just windy as crap.
Is it supposed to storm? Or
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, it's calling for like 10-foot waves.
Yeah, I know. That's insane, man. Well,
we should have made a clickbaiters video at the beach today.
We could have. We should have done that.
Surf fishing with bricks.
We would not have been able to get base to hold. But we were getting so freaking close with this stuff. Like, things are getting so
excited.
Real. We have, like, I mean, I don't even know where we were at last time we were in here, but like, we've got
think we had the flooring down.
As we're recording this, I was just talking to Nikki, and she brought this up that she believes that this could be open in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because they're
yeah, I mean, there's not a lot to do. I don't know if we're doing something with this countertop. It's kind of old.
I mean, obviously, we got to set it up.
Won't be too bad.
There's not going to be a ton of stuff in here. But this is our Foley location. This is where our warehouse is. And we will have a small portion of retail.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you're hearing this podcast, it's possible this place
could
be
might
open.
Already be open. Yeah,
yeah. Who knows? But yeah, moving quick. And
that's
cool. The main retail location in Gulf Shores has really been coming along.
Yeah. I might drive by on the way home. I haven't been by there in like a week.
Check it out. Let's see. What's today? Friday.
Did you go by yesterday?
No, I went by. I swung by the day before, but I was looking for my brother. He wasn't there yesterday, so I didn't go. But they're supposed to be epoxying the floors this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm excited about. That'll be cool.
You gonna go film some of that?
I probably will.
Be worth doing. It looks like it'd be a pretty cool process.
Yeah.
So this is what we're doing on the floor. So we have like these walkways. What is this floor called?
LVP. Luxury vinyl plank.
Did you do some of that when you were in that world?
Yeah, a little bit. I mainly did tile, but I did some of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's easy.
LVP.
LVP.
So anyway, we have this LVP floor that looks like planks, kind of like a dock.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to look like wood.
Yeah, like that kind of deal. So we have that set up in the store, and everywhere there's not that, we are epoxying the floor blue.
Mm-hmm.
So that it looks like water.
Like a swirly, cool-looking blue.
Yeah?
Like, it literally looks like water. It's not like a solid.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that hat-ish.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, so it'll look really cool, that having, like, the deck-looking stuff. And we have these railings that have is it cleats or pleats?
Cleats.
What are pleats? You got a booger right there. I want to knock that one out just in case. We can edit that out if you want me to.
I don't care.
Got one more little, like, man. You got most of it, but there you go. Heads up. It just came out.
The booger man over
here. It just came out, so I think you're good up until now.
Thanks.
But I always get those two confused.
It was probably in my picture that I just took with Emily showcasing some products.
I didn't see it until just then.
I like just slid down.
You must have snooted it out just now. Yeah, you need to let people know when they have booger, especially when we're filming.
Yeah.
I mean, good gracious. I think I told you before we were making a video, and I realized, like, well into it, I had this booger, and I was fishing with Ron and Brant.
Yeah. Nobody said anything.
Guys.
Yeah.
Like, don't film me with a freaking booger hanging out of my nose.
Yeah. It's always kind of a weird thing, but yeah, you definitely...
It's better just...
Somebody would rather, take care of it than show everybody else.
And I have an overproduction of boogers. You can ask my wife that. Like, I am a...
I've heard that about you.
I don't know why, but I have a ton of boogers, like, all the time. It's ridiculous. What were we talking about?
The retail location.
So the
cleats and pleats, whatever pleats are.
Well, pleats are in your pants, right?
Pleats?
Isn't that what you're... The crease in your pants, like, if you iron in. Isn't that what they're called? Pleats?
Is that called a pleat? I don't know.
I don't know.
But man. Cleats are, yes.
That's what you tie cleats, down. Yeah. Okay. So we've got the railing. We've got rope going to cleats. And it's going to look really cool.
It looks really, yeah.
And so, like, when you walk into this retail location, it's not going to be like any other tackle store that you've ever been into.
Yeah, it's
like,
going to look nice.
You know, it's going to feel different. It's going to look different. There's just going to be a completely different vibe. We're going to be there a lot. Yes. You know, we're going to be doing podcasts like this, so you can
hang
out.
We might be working there if we don't hire some employees.
We might be working there. Yeah, if you are looking for a job still, I will try to remember to put the link, which I can't remember what I did with that link. You can find that. But I'm going to try to put the link to, if you want to apply for a job, in the description of this video.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening, in the show notes, which we did. That has worked out. You know, we're having an issue with Buzzsprout where I couldn't put show notes in there, but
it's working.
It's
now.
Resolved.
We're
now.
Good.
Yeah.
Sweet. I wonder if we got any new thingamathings.
Comments?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't had any comments on the since December.
You've looked recently?
I have. On that, there's none.
You sons of.
I was like, what? I was like, what am I hearing
what
right now?
What is happening?
Our podcast on our podcast. Oh, that's.
Okay, I don't know.
That's funny.
Sometimes I can't even figure out how to
get there. And you're listening to another podcast from Fishing Not Catching. But go comment. If you're listening right now, go comment. What are you doing?
Courtney asked how long I'm going to be.
Did you blame me?
We were an hour late starting.
Did you blame me?
No,
did
I just said not sure.
You can totally blame me. So, yeah, we were supposed to be, what time is it right now?
2:05.
We were supposed to start this at 12:30. I didn't actually walk in here until like
probably after 1:30.
Yeah. It was like an hour. Sorry, Brad.
He texted me when I was on my way. I was like, I'm going to be late. I'm like, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But usually when he says that, it's like 10 minutes.
A few minutes. I hate being late.
Yeah.
Like
you're late a lot.
Well,
for me.
it's just Brad. I do hate being late. Like, I don't like.
You got to let somebody down every day. Today's my day.
That's Brad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. When your responsibilities continue to grow, when you have more things going on, you do disappoint somebody every day.
Yeah, that's all right.
I've already disappointed Courtney today. You know, like, hey, I can't do this. Sorry.
It is what it is. Part of life.
Like, nobody can have all of my time. I'm sorry. You know, it's just. I can't give it all to you.
Yeah.
Brad.
That's okay. I forgive you.
I can't be with you every minute, every day. You have to stop asking me, man.
Yeah. Dang it.
I know you want it.
I do want it. You still owe me a kiss, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for pumping those ghosts around.
No
man.
Problem.
That was clutch. I mean,
Matt's first, like, that wasn't your arm, though. That was your leg, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
When you were pumping ghosts around and got hurt?
Well, so that's kind of when this originated, which could be a part of it, because like I hurt my back,
yeah,
throughout my back from pumping ghost shrimp, and then I think that kind of progressed. That's probably when I started to overload or do things improperly, because I continued to exercise,
right,
even though I had hurt
instead
my back.
Of resting it,
correct. And so I think that's where it kind of originated.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah. Well, so Matt was after that, he's like, yeah, I'm not pumping ghost shrimp again, like, screw it,
yeah, I'm done.
And so we fished yesterday, and I fished a few days prior, and all the pompano we caught were all on ghost shrimp. So I was like, if we're going to do it, like, we need some ghost shrimp. And so I went ahead, and I got up that morning, and I went and pumped ghost shrimp for Matt's video.
You're such a nice guy, man.
He was like, I'll give you a kiss. And I was like, yes.
If you promise.
I haven't gotten it yet, though, so.
Yeah, I owe you one. Big, yeah. Fat, juicy one.
Mm.
But we did. We only caught one little pompano, I think.
On the ghost shrimp? Yeah, they were all on the other stuff, which is crazy.
Shrimp and fish gum, and then sand fleas. Is she mad at you? Sorry.
Oh, no, that was... I'm just over here reading text messages. And that was Nikki.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
She texted our group.
Gotcha. Nikki is our president.
Yeah, of, El Presidente.
El Presidente of Beachman Outdoors. She's shown up in a couple of videos.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I don't know. We just had a little awkward silence there for a second, but
well, hey, since this is a fishing podcast, let's talk about fishing.
Yeah,
which is
like finally, basically spring. It's not officially spring, but fishing wise, it feels like spring.
I'm feeling so much more positive.
Yeah,
about everything right now. Well, not everything, but fishing. I am feeling more positive.
I mean, the last few times we've tried to make a video. So me and Brant went for my video and we caught fish. Me and Brant went for his video, we caught fish. Me and you went for your video, we caught fish. We did a clickbaiters video, we caught fish. So our last four shots at making a video, we did what we wanted to do.
That's huge.
Which hasn't happened in like months.
No. Like, yeah, it's been really bad. We were seriously on a streak of about 1 out of 5.
Yeah, which is not fun.
That is not. I mean, which again, this is our job. You got to like, oh, you got to fish too much. But like, it does suck when you're trying to accomplish something specific right. that is tied to money and you can't do it. Yeah. Like, that
when we got so many things going on, the last thing we want to do is go fish 1 out of 5 times and get a video.
Yeah, that sucks.
When we could be using that time for something else.
So we're on a 4 for 4 streak.
We're on a 4 for 4. Awesome.
Yeah, pumping our ribbon in. Like we are, and this is an early run.
Yeah.
Like
very early. I mean, I think it was February 20, I don't know, the end of February was when I was catching them.
Yep. And that's not uncommon. I've seen it before. It's been a few years since I saw things. Like,
there's limits happening. You had a limit. Yep. Jordan got a limit.
Yep.
I know they've been catching limits over in Navarre and stuff.
Yep.
Weird thing. Did you see Tony's post this morning?
No.
So he made a post.
Tony is Fishgum.
Fishgum, yeah.
Tony Fagioni.
I don't know if he posted it on the Fishgum page or his personal page. Let's see. But it was like a... sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
It must have been on his personal page. But basically, there's multiple reports of people catching pompano over in that area.
What area?
Navarre. And the pompano are tasting terrible. Like they have a nasty smell to them. And a nasty taste to him. Where did that go?
Really? Has he experienced it personally?
Yes. Him and a couple other people. Here it is. And so he says he talked to FWC about it, and they think that maybe these fish are eating acorn worms, but the fish are smelling, where is it at? They're smelling and tasting like iodine. And so he's basically saying, like he said, it's completely inedible. Really? Like he cooked it like he couldn't even eat it. And it says it smells like chemicals. So
just kind of that area?
That's what he's seen, because I guess him and a couple other people have caught him in that area, and I guess they've not heard of any reports anywhere else.
That's unusual.
I mean, the ones I caught was fine. Did you eat yours yet?
I haven't eaten them yet, but...
I mean, they didn't have a smell
to
them.
No, like, I mean, it was fine.
Because I assume the acorn worms are those red worms that you get sometimes when you're pumping ghost shrimp.
I don't know.
And they make your hand smell like chemically. Oh, do they?
I've never really picked one up.
Yeah, and so they smell very weird, and so I guess maybe
I thought those were blood worms.
Could be. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I just know that particular worm does make your hand smell weird. And so I'm assuming maybe that's what they're eating.
Interesting.
But so if you catch a pompano or any other fish for that matter, and it like stinks, like iodine or chemicals.
Have they said like if it bleeding it out helps or?
No? It didn't say.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully that doesn't happen here, but.
Yeah. Not well. Yeah.
Crazy.
I haven't eaten them yet, but they didn't smell. Unusual. Iodine is definitely a very distinct.
Yes.
Smell, and I didn't get that vibe, so. We're good, but
PSA.
Yeah, feeling good, man. You know, this happened. So the last time I can't remember I think it was 2018. I think it was like right when I started full time guiding. I just got lucky. Because one of my first clients, it might have been my first client that actually not took that I didn't take fishing, but the first one that paid because she bought it for her parents for a Christmas gift, and she paid up front. For the trip, and I ended up taking them in February. I just remember this specifically, and I remember like we caught a limit of pompano, a bunch of whiting, and I think this was 2018.
You're like, this whole guiding thing's easy.
I know. Yeah, but I think that's really the last time that I remember kind of a February start, because here last couple of years I'll say like we're kind of sitting around twiddling our thumbs until freaking April.
Yeah,
like where are these fish?
And so when that happened. That year, do you recall if they like went away soon and then we were stuck with a dead period before summer fish showed up? Or
I don't,
were they kind of at least around all the way till summer?
I don't remember specifically. I don't, you know, once they come in, like you're going to be, you can catch them the rest of the year.
Right. Just not necessarily as thick.
So you get like the heat of the pompano run is really about 2 weeks. You get a 2-week period where you're catching good numbers and big fish.
Mm-hmm.
generally speaking, I'd say that that period of time happens probably the back half of April, I would say, in most years. If I had to guess with how early this is, you're probably going to experience that end of March, beginning of April, I would think, just based on how soon we are. So, yeah. Like, that's what I'm kind of referencing as, quote-unquote, the run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, obviously, like, we're seeing numbers of fish, but, like, most of the fish you catch right now are small.
Yeah.
You can catch legal fish, and you may pop
I saw a four-pounder.
Yeah, right. And that's what I'm saying. You can still pop a big one. You can pop a big one any month of the year.
Right.
It doesn't matter. So you'll still catch this. But, like, you get that two-week period where it's right before they spawn. Like, and whatever the full, I'd have to look at the calendar, but it's usually, like, around a full moon, you know, whatever period of time that is. And, like, that 2 weeks leading up to it, they're fat, they're hungry, you're catching the big fish. And then after that is, you'll still catch fish, but it just kind of, it settles back into mostly average fish,
right,
whatever. Because, you know, throughout the summer, you can catch a lot of fish, but most of them, like, 15-inch fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's... You can
every one of them.
Yeah, I know, just about. I mean, yes, you can pop one of those big ones, but most every fish you catch is like 15 inches. And that's kind of like we're seeing small ones. Like the biggest fish I caught yesterday was 15. And so like we're mostly seeing small fish, average fish. You might get lucky and pop a big one. But waiting for that two-week period, we're not going to hit that. But that's going to happen, I would imagine, early.
Sooner than later, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. So, well, that's like just a few weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, which is not surprising. We had an extremely mild winter.
Mm-hmm.
Temps never really got down.
Nothing crazy.
And then it's warmed up here very quickly. I wonder what's going to happen if we hit like a late freeze period.
Mm.
Obviously, a lot has to happen to change the water temps. But I'm just curious, like if we have like a sustained period of cold. Like, I wonder what that'll do.
Just ruin our fishing.
Yeah, might mess things up. Because that could totally happen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It definitely can. I mean, there's been plenty of days in April when it's been chilly.
Most of the time in April, you're still fishing in jackets and all that. I mean, you can get in the freaking water in a bathing suit right now.
I know.
It's hot.
So I haven't fished in a jacket in a minute.
Yeah. It's
like wearing shorts and a t-shirt every day.
It's kind of crazy.
But there's been kings caught already.
I know.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Two.
Cobia's probably right around the corner.
Yeah. Today's March 3rd.
Yeah.
Or second? Second or third?
Third.
Third. Yeah. So like. Man, stuff's happening, which is good, despite the fact that our YouTube views are down.
Yeah, YouTube.
Which we've talked about that before. It's just weird, man. You go through these cycles, and you know, a lot of people are experiencing it, but it's weird. You'll see different creators kind of, and you know, it's all like you were saying earlier. You know, it's all about perspective. And mm-hmm. from the outside looking in on a lot of stuff, it's like, oh, they're still getting decent views, but it may be low for them. But like in general, the fishing niche, like if you look around the platform, a lot of the people that have been here a while and generally get a certain amount of views are way down.
Mm-hmm.
In general.
Yeah, it's weird. And I think we talked about this in one of the previous podcasts, but YouTube CEO stepped down, kind of sort of seemed like got pushed out.
Did we talk about this?
I feel like we did. Maybe we talked about something else. I don't know.
It's hard to keep up.
If we didn't talk about it, or you didn't know, and you probably don't know, and you probably don't even care.
Yeah.
But
we'll update you anyway.
the YouTube CEO stepped down, and again, I think she kind of got pushed out of there.
Yeah.
And so the new CEO has said that, I think it's a she, right? Is it a she?
It's a guy.
Oh, it's a guy. Okay. The old one was a girl.
I think
right?
He's Indian, and I think the name looks feminine, but okay. I think he's in it.
Gotcha. Well, the new CEO has said that he cares more about, or is going to focus a lot of their time and energy on shorts and short form content. And this is all that kind of happened mid February. Or was it? I don't know. I feel like this whole month's gone by so fast, but it happened recently.
Yeah.
And then now long form views are down. The wind's blowing the door open.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
But I don't know if, like, because of that, they've shifted the algorithm, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It is frustrating. It's hard. So that's disheartening because we're way down.
Yeah. Man.
Our door, we probably should lock that.
The door's going to, like, rip off.
Yeah, we might. If it happens again, we might need to lock it so it doesn't swing open.
We don't need that to break.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
But, yeah, I mean, it's because you would think, I don't understand where any benefit to YouTube would be to, like, lower your views. Because the more views, the more money we make, the more money YouTube's making,
right? I know, I've always wondered that.
So it's like, why? I don't get it. Because it's clear. It is clear and obvious that they have changed something. Mm-hmm. Because there's no reason. We completely understand that videos are going to perform differently.
Absolutely.
And for the most part, we know, like, if I post this style of video, it's not going to do as good. And we expect it. We know it's coming.
It's fine.
But when you post a video that should perform at a certain number, and then it's, like, way below, and then I post one that should perform, it's way below. And brand, yeah, like, when everybody's doing it and they're all way below, it's, like, clearly something happened.
Correct.
It's not like
an algorithm shift.
Yeah. And it is frustrating when we have, like, zero control.
Yeah.
And because at the end of the day, that's our income.
Right.
And we have zero control over.
Yeah. And we can look at the analytics and we can see how many people they're putting it in front of. And, mm-hmm. like, you can tell, like, okay, they're just not putting it in front of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, again, doesn't make sense because, like, you're going to get paid for those. And so if you get paid, I get paid, we're all happy. Like,
right.
Just show it to more people, please.
Yeah. So.
But.
It's okay.
Well, we've talked about this kind of thing, too, and that's what we're excited about, having this store and all these other things we're doing, because then we have a little bit more control.
Yeah.
not a ton. We still rely on people to come in and buy stuff from us. But
they still have to actually watch the videos for it to be effective.
We have more control than we do through YouTube by having our own businesses. And
make sure you sign up on that note. Make sure you sign up for our email list.
Yes.
I've got it linked down below. If you enjoy what we do and you want to keep up with everything that we got going on, and of course you'll be first to know about a lot of different things, but if you want to keep up with everything we do, sign up for the email list.
Yes, because we will have a merch drop soon.
Yes.
It is ordered.
Yes.
Merchandise is ordered.
Like branded specific merchandise.
And we will be announcing the grand opening date very soon as well.
Yes.
I think we have a date. We just got to... We know we're going to be open by the time, because we're going to do like a soft launch, make sure we know what we're doing.
Because we still don't.
figure out what we're doing, because we're going to mess some stuff up.
But we've come a long way, man.
Yeah, so we know we're going to be open by the time we want to have. We're just trying to pick between, I think, two different weekends.
Yeah, you got to hammer that down.
Yeah.
I think we'll talk more about that on Monday, too.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, we got so much going on, man. And we say that a lot, but we just really do. Always do.
I know.
So, and I think it's only going to be like that much more. I can't wait till the doors are open to this retail location. And
I know. I'm excited, like, man.
Some of you guys may be listening, watching that we've never met. We may get to see you there. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
You have to come see us do these live podcasts.
That's right.
Come check out the freaking awesome flooring and the epoxy.
Yeah. Roller skating there, you know, up and down the house.
Can we talk about, by the time this is out, I think we'll have it. Can we talk about the Salt Strong bait?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a...
I mean, well, we probably won't have it, but we can still talk about it. It's not like a secret.
Okay. But, I didn't know, like, if we're waiting on something special to release.
No. I got to tell him the order, but he said it would be like 3 to 4 weeks.
I got you.
So we won't have it, but we can talk about it.
But we're going to be having Matt's new Salt Strong bait.
Yeah.
It's got a pretty freaking awesome name. What's the name of it?
I mean, with a name like this, it's going to catch fish.
Yeah.
I mean, guaranteed.
What's it called?
Optimus Lime.
Optimus. Oh, wait. No, I was just thinking the same thing.
Let's see. Hang on.
Optimus Live. Yeah. That is awesome, man. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to use it. That's freaking cool.
Yeah, so it's the Slam Shady paddle tail platform. And the color, it's Sartreuse. I'm not looking at it. I can't remember if it's on top or bottom now. But, like, it's half and half Sartreuse and Slam Shady color.
Yeah,
so
that's,
like,
cool.
That white... pearl, flaky, slam, mm-hmm. shady color. So, no, it looks awesome. I mean, you know, Sartreuse is like...
Do you have, like, a sample pack?
I do. Yeah. I've got actually, like, 100. Okay. Like a big. I need to get you some.
Yeah, thanks.
I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but, like, it's going to crush.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm pumped. That's exciting. And so, another reason you need to be on the email list, because as soon as those drop, like, they're going to sell out quick.
Yeah.
And... you can only buy them at our store and at Salt Strong.
Yeah, I think Salt Strong is going to be selling them, but I don't know, honestly, that they're going to, you know, I think they're going to sell it.
Unless we just buy all of them.
Yeah, the last conversation I had, he was like, yeah, we just may get what, you know, let you guys, I don't know. They may sell it, but either way.
That'd be cool if we're the only place that has them.
Yeah, I would imagine they'd sell it, I think. us or Soul Strong.
Yeah.
Maybe it. But yeah.
But on the email list. We'll let you know.
But
Optimus
Live. That sounds awesome. I know, that's so cool.
That's how you should announce it. We should record
yes.
like and do a voiceover of something, and that's how we'll announce it.
Yes.
Like, I have a new bait coming out.
Optimus Live.
Optimus Live.
Yeah,
that is a sweet name.
Yeah, the guys.
I wonder who came up with that.
So I think I can't remember. He told me because they all kind of they have meetings and brainstorming stuff, and they were talking about that lure and that we had like five or six different names for this lure, and somebody had mentioned that one, and that's of course what we ended up landing on because it just sounds so freaking cool. The Optimus Live, I love it, and you know it's just classic. You know that like that paddle tail kills it, the Slam Shady color kills it. I mean white. I mean come on, and then. You know, Sartreuse, I mean, like the two most like formidable perfect. Colors coming together.
The perfect marriage.
I know, just to hammer some fish.
Yeah.
We're excited. But yeah, we'll let you know. It may be a few weeks-ish.
I mean, we'll get the order in.
I know. Yeah, he texted me today. I just got to make sure we're good and send that over and
sweet.
We'll get them in.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
We got some other promotions that we're working on.
Yes.
Stuff, but can't really talk about a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
That's why you got to stay tuned and sign up for the email list so that you can stay informed on all of our promos.
Yeah. Like, I know it's fun, like brainstorming all these ideas and we can't tell you.
I know. That's right. Like hitting Brad's boat, you know?
Yeah.
That's just some random
thing. We had some people not too happy about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean?
I posted on Facebook a whole post about it and a few people were like, man, y'all should just fix that boat up and give it away to somebody that needs a boat.
Those people.
Like, don't ruin a perfectly good boat. I'm like,
clearly.
You haven't seen it. There's nothing perfect or good about it.
Clearly
I don't
not
even know if it floats.
A perfectly good boat. My goodness.
I was like, yeah, people, we're not going to dump a bunch of money into this.
So very early on in my YouTube journey, I broke a Academy surf fishing rod. Like, so I can't remember what happened to it. Like I broke a guide or something. So I couldn't use it anymore. And so I made a video like, I'm going to see how tough this is. And so like I ran it over with my 4Runner and like several times and people lost their mind. I took the video down. They were so mad at me. They're
you
like,
should post that on Facebook now.
Oh man, I don't even know if I could, because I took it down. I think I deleted it and I doubt I kept
back then. Yeah.
I mean, that was a long time ago. Anyway,
we should remake it. Get some people fired up.
I know there was. I just didn't expect that. I'm like, guys, the rod was broken. Like, yeah. I mean, because everybody's point was
and everybody's
like,
saying you should fix it.
Right, you should fix it and don't waste it. And you know, it's a $50 H2O Express Academy rod. Which I mean, I'm not saying.
Didn't you do one where you broke one and took it in there and they gave you another one?
Yeah. Well, that's why I made the video because like a lot of people were saying that too. They're like, they take a rod back.
So
like,
did you take it? Is that the one you took?
No,
back?
No.
you ran it over to your car and then took it.
No,
back.
I didn't do that. I can't remember how I broke that one. It was a different one, but I can't remember how that one broke. And I took it back. I don't know. I don't know what that was. But yeah, Academy. I don't know if they've changed things since then, but like. At that point,
they probably did after that video.
No, but their return program was ridiculous. Like, they'd take anything,
give it to us. It's like Walmart. I mean,
no questions asked.
Walmart will give you money back for stuff that's not even theirs.
I guess when you're that big of a retail store,
yeah.
I mean, but people obviously are going to take advantage of that.
I mean, just imagine, like, I wonder what do you think Walmart does yearly in sales?
Oh my gosh, 100 billion. I mean, it's got to be something stupid. Are you gonna look it up?
Yeah.
It's got to be something stupid. Let's see. Bass Pro does $6 billion.
Oops.
$6.5 billion. So maybe, yeah, I mean, it's got to be like 100.
2020, what? For 2023.
Oh, my gosh.
If that makes sense. But I guess this is what they're projecting, maybe. I don't know. $611 billion. But it says 2022 was $572 billion. But so if you're doing 500
so I was way
billion.
Off. I mean, like 100 billion. I mean, I was five times off.
But so if you're doing 500 billion in revenue, how much money do you think they're doing in returns? That just gets eight.
I don't know. Probably. I mean, it's a big number.
Millions and millions and hundreds of millions.
Maybe. Billions?
Maybe. I mean,
I wonder if you can find
1%.
That out. What if you could search that?
1% is 5 billion. 1%.
Let's see.
I mean, that's insane. Isn't that right? Isn't my math right on that? Because like, 10% would be 50 billion. So yeah, $5 billion is 1%. So if they just do 1% returns, that's 5 billion.
Holy crap. That's insane.
I mean, I don't know what your
people
return.
Bringing crap back.
Yeah, I don't know what the percentages are, but good gracious, that's a big number. Maybe one day, Beach Bum Outdoors.
$500 billion.
Walmart. Oh, they are raking in some
That's
dough.
Intense.
That is intense.
I can't even like fathom that much money.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, you know, Bass Pro, $6.5 billion.
That's just in one year.
That's a big, I know, but that's a big, because that was right.
Yeah.
$500 billion.
In one year. What's that divided by 365 days?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Still a lot.
We'll get maybe kind of close to there.
Okay.
Take like 20 zeros off of that.
Yeah, for real. Good gracious. Oh, yeah. We're learning a lot about retail.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we've already had returns and what we've done.
I know, and like broken rods. And that's what sucks. Like, a lot of that's just out of your control. I mean,
yeah,
you ship a rod, you're kind of just left up to the carrier. And I guess we have insurance they were talking about, so like we can get our money back from the carrier.
Yeah, we can dispute it or whatever, make a claim, however that works. Fortunately for us, we have an incredible team, and we don't have to deal with that kind of day-to-day stuff. You texting again?
Yeah.
You're very popular.
Courtney's like, what are you doing? I'm like, doing the podcast.
I thought you already told her.
And I did. I said, well, Matt was late. She was like, about 3 hours. I said, an hour. She's like, you left at 12. I'm like, yeah, we're supposed to be here at 12:30.
Yeah. So tell her I'm sorry. It's my fault.
I'll tell her to listen to this podcast.
It's definitely my bad.
It's all right. Now it's 2:30.
Is it really?
I'd be at home drinking beer.
Yeah.
Should have just told her we're doing two podcasts.
Lie to her. You can't lie to your spouse, man.
No.
Especially, when we're...
Lie on the air.
You're not very good at this.
Ay, ay, ay.
So, what else you got going on, Brad? What's going on in the world, Brad?
Man, not a whole lot. Just
no
kids, YouTube, this... Working out.
Drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
Simple life, man. Simple life.
Something like that.
You know, somebody made a comment on my video today. I don't know if you saw it, but they were like, how is Brad in everybody's videos? Like, does he not have a job? That was literally the comment. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And
this is my job.
No, and somebody replied to it. They're like, well, I think content creation is his job.
Yeah.
So they're like, funny. They've got it made. Because, they were... Somebody made a comment too about you saying it was a hard day at work. I was like laid up on the cooler, in the chair, and whatnot. And they're like, "Yeah, that's really cool that's y'all's job."
Yeah,
and it is.
It is cool. It's fun. I mean, we take it for granted a lot, or at least I do. I don't want to say we. I take it for granted a lot.
We do.
But then when you see those comments, and a lot of times we remind ourselves, like, this could be a lot worse.
Oh yeah, it's taken a lot to get here, and. We were just literally having a conversation with Emily before we did this podcast that there's a lot of things that people don't realize that you have to deal with. Even if you, from the outside looking in, you're like, oh my gosh, like that's amazing. And it is, but at the same time, like it's still very, very, very hard. Mm-hmm. Like there's never like, oh, you made it. It's easy. You sit back and, cruise like you have to hustle.
Yeah. Pedal to the metal all the time.
Literally like every freaking day.
I know it's funny. I didn't really get in a Facebook argument because I never actually argued with him, but I was kind of going back and forth with somebody in that Facebook group the other day.
Yeah.
And some other people had started. I didn't start any of it. I just hopped in on the other conversation, and some people were making comments about,
you gotta love Facebook, man.
Like him, like being all butthurt because like he quit and didn't make it, and he's just mad that everybody else made it. And and he was like, well, I had other stuff. I had a job and a kid. And I'm like, I have four kids.
Right. I know.
If you want to do it, man.
Yeah, it's people make excuses, and it's disheartening to see so many people that just look that from the out, like, cast judgment or cast insults to people that are doing something with their life.
Yeah.
And have never accomplished or achieved anything themselves and just are bitter about that. There's a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
And we see it. We deal with it. You know, I mean, because, and again, like, I don't even still consider what we've done success.
I mean, if you look at like YouTubers as a whole or creators as a whole, we're like at the bare bottom. Right.
But I could see where people from the outside looking in go, man, you know, what an amazing, like, that's what I would want to do, get to do what we do mm-hmm. for a living. And rightfully so. I mean, we do have really fun jobs. But to get to this point and to maintain it, there's not very many people that can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really freaking hard.
That's a lot.
Otherwise, because we're still there'd be like more people doing it.
We're like in that in between phase. Like we've seen a little bit of a success, but not enough to where we can like hire a team around us to cameramen and editors and all this stuff, like a huge production team.
Yeah.
Like we're not there yet.
Sure.
So it's kind of like that in between stage of
still
like,
all on us.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some success, but we're still having to do everything ourselves.
Correct.
Hopefully having this store will help us.
That's the goal.
Generate some money and hire a team because that's what I want
to
do.
Yeah, move to the next level.
I took that step and then I just took a step backwards.
Right. But, well, I think it was helpful for a season and maybe you learned some lessons.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I don't know if that was killer for you.
No.
You know, but it is nice taking anything off your plate.
All it did for me is just give me a little more time for something else or free time. But
yeah.
It didn't do anything crazy.
But yeah, it's anything that you want to achieve in life that's actually worth achieving takes a crap load of time and effort and energy and some luck and all the things.
Yep.
I mean,
absolutely.
You just got to freaking bust it. So, because yeah, I mean, people, I've seen it before. Because here's the thing, like a lot of people point fingers at you and will say things like, oh, all you did was ride Brant's coattails and all this and whatnot. And it's like, you know, you don't realize how many people had that same opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like and okay, there's a ton of people that have had that opportunity, and even that list of people to even get to that point of even having the opportunity was hard.
Yeah.
And then you're given that opportunity, you don't realize how many people had it and didn't capitalize on it because it's still freaking hard. Yeah. Like I mean
just because I'm in one of your videos or Brant's video doesn't make me blow up.
no I mean, obviously, like, you know, there's things that associating with us will help. You know, and you'll learn quicker and whatever, but you got to put in some freaking work.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing, I mean, obviously, a lot of my subscribers are also y'all subscribers, and doing the stuff with y'all help bring on more subscribers. But I mean, the biggest thing is just learning the game and all the things and like,
and
the advice of like, hey, you probably should maybe stop doing this and start doing that.
And actually and those doing kinds it, of
things.
Yes. Which rarely people
it's,
do.
It's number listening one. To what they tell you to do and then doing what they tell you to do. Cause it's like, sometimes, like, we all have in our head of, like, this is how I think I should do it. And most people, I think their way is the right way. It's hard to listen to other people's opinions and whatever. But when you, even if I maybe don't think that's the right way, but when you look at Brant, who's clearly had some success on YouTube, it's like,
maybe, why would I should listen not to this guy?
Listen to him? Yeah. He's got 200,000. I got 2,000. I think he knows how to do it.
I think you got it wrong. I think you should definitely listen to the people in the Facebook comments.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely know. It's so funny.
Man.
It's, you know, because we're in all these fishing groups and everything. And hopefully some of the people that make these comments are listening.
I doubt it.
I mean, maybe it'll get passed along at some point and you'll come across this in some way, shape, or form. But I can't tell you how ridiculous you look trying to give your opinions and thoughts and advice on YouTubers, what works, what doesn't work, what you think, how they should do it, what you think silly, what you think stupid, and you have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Like, I mean, like, because people send it to me, you know, whether I happen to, you know, stumble across it, because I do sometimes, or people send it to, whether it be you guys or somebody else, it's like, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of it. And it's just, it's like, there's nothing that makes you look dumber.
Yeah.
When you start getting in the comment section and making arguments about something you literally, like, it's just, it doesn't need, I don't even know how people can get to the point where they think that they have any education on something that they have not achieved themselves.
Yeah, I mean,
not even close.
Everything we do, from the content we create to the thumbnails we make and the titles that we title stuff, like,
we're not just throwing stuff out there. Like, no. It's all strategic.
Yeah, I know.
It's stuff that's been proven over years and hundreds of videos.
And that shifts, and we shift with it.
Yeah.
And that's just the game that you play if you want to be in this game. If you don't want to be in this game, I don't care. Like, that's fine. Like, but don't just sit there and make comments and suggestions and give your thoughts and opinions that are just completely dumb, you know, on how this process works. It's just really funny. I have not chimed in on any of that stuff. I maybe did like years ago, maybe, but like I literally will read through it and just be like, this is awesome. Like, cause you just look,
it's funny.
It's a train wreck and you just look like the biggest dummy.
I know. And I think like
coming on that stuff.
A couple years ago, I probably would have like fired back a little more aggressively with this guy.
You get to a certain point, you're just like,
this one, I was like, I don't care. Like, I was being nice to him.
I know.
Like, and he was like, what did he say? He was like, yeah, y'all made these YouTube only tournaments. That way it was just like, you couldn't be embarrassed. I'm like,
I don't even know what that was.
There was like one that Phil and Tony put on that Spring King Pompano tournament like 2 years ago where it was like 12 YouTubers or something. I was like, there was one. I was like, but we have a cool crab corner tournament. If you want to be in the crab corner tournament and show what kind of fisherman you are, like, here it is. He's like, crab corner, never heard of it. So I sent him a link to our website to buy the crab corner.
I was like, well, I mean, do that.
Hey, yeah. Landshark Outdoors is calling.
Oh.
You want to be live on the podcast?
Yeah, answer and say, hey, we're recording a podcast right now.
Hey, we're recording a podcast. You're going to be live on a podcast unless this is something I can't talk about.
What are we talking about?
Haters.
Yeah, you
people that don't do YouTube that think they know how we should do YouTube.
Yeah.
Listen, kill them with kindness. That's all I got to say.
That's kind of what we're saying.
We just don't respond.
Yeah. There was a guy that was posting in a group the other day, kind of talking some crap, and I started messaging back, but I wasn't like aggressive at all. I was just like, he was talking about being a better fisherman than everybody and wanting to fish these tournaments. So I was like, we have a crap quarter tournament from our store.
Hop in, man.
Come enter our tournament.
I think the most hilarious thing is that, listen, I might strike some nerves with this one, but to me, fishing is not a competitive sport. It is a hobby. There's no, I'm the best fisherman in the world. You know what I mean?
Right, for sure.
People take it way too seriously.
But you are the best fisherman in the world, Victor.
I don't want to be the best.
It's a lot of pressure on that one. But
all right, well, you guys have fun with the podcast.
Yeah, we're almost done. I'll call you back.
Thanks for hopping on the podcast, Victor. Thanks for being a guest, man.
We're now going to use your face on a thumbnail.
Yeah, yeah. We're using you in this podcast thumbnail and title.
I'll bill you guys for the $5.
Yeah, I'll bill you for the Facebook stuff.
That's
going to
be a long one.
I'll call you back here in a few minutes.
All right,
see you, man. Oh, man.
That's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Old Landshark giving us a call.
It's good, dude. We do need to actually get him on the podcast.
I know. Yeah, we do really like those dudes.
He's busy. Hard to keep up with him.
He is, yeah. He's done it freaking right, man. I like that guy.
But, yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up, dude.
Let's do it.
Thanks for watching.
Watching Optimus Prime. I almost forgot. Well, Optimus Prime. Transformers. Yeah, Optimus Live.
What you got going on the rest of the day? There's a CrossFit Open thing again tonight, which I'm not competing because I'm injured. But Courtney is, so
oh, yeah.
Going to support.
Go, babe, go! Yeah. You can do it! CrossFit, yeah!
If only you could make yourself sound like this while you're there.
Go, Courtney, go! Go, Courtney, go!
You're so strong, Courtney!
Look at that gluteus maximus!
Oh, work in those glutes!
Oh,
spit everywhere!
Man, things just got weird.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks for watching. See ya.